With sports, I'm Eric Cornish. A wild ending to Game 2 in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Two missed free throws by Paul George of the Clippers and a last-second inbound alley-oop by DeAndre Ayton of the Suns gave Phoenix the 104-103 win and a 2-0 lead in the series. Former Kentucky star Devin Booker had to get stitches with a banged-up nose from a collision in the game. He also had some heated words with other former Wildcats DeMarcus Cousins and Rajon Rondo after the game. Booker finished with 20 points. The draft lottery was also held last night, and the Detroit Pistons will get the first pick in next month's NBA draft, followed by Houston, Cleveland, and Toronto. The Indiana Pacers will pick 13th. Former UK quarterback Tim Couch is set to be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame July 1st in Orlando. Couch played at Leslie County High School before coming to Kentucky. He set national records while in high school for completions, yards, and touchdowns. He led Kentucky to an Outback Bowl and played in the NFL for 5 years with the Browns. Couch becomes just the 10th individual from the Commonwealth to be inducted into the High School Hall of Fame. It was a successful return to fully open Slugger Field for the Bats. In extra innings last night, Michael DeLeon hit a walk-off grand slam to give Louisville a 9-5 win over Indianapolis in the first of a 6-game series. In the MLB, Tyler Naquin went 4-for-4 and hit a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to give the Reds a much-needed win over the Twins, breaking a 5-game losing streak for Cincinnati. Up next for the Reds, it's the Braves in a 4-game series starting tomorrow. And Bellarmine University is getting a football team, but not one you're probably used to seeing. The Knights will be one of 6 teams to charter the Midwest Sprint Football League. The league is designed for faster and safer play. It sets the player's weight limit at 178 pounds. The league is not sanctioned by the NCAA, but will operate under Bellarmine's athletics department. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.